We're going to let us start out in a prayer. Brother Bobby, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Hey, Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this day, our Father. We
thank you, Lord,
for being our Father. We thank you, our Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sin, that we may have a right to life eternal, our Father. And Father God, if we don't get to heaven, it's nobody's fault but our own, because your Son has been here. We have your word, our Father. It's embedded in our hearts. So, Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for the servants that are gathered here to learn more and more about your word, to learn more and more about your Son, our Father, and the right to get to heaven and the roadmap to get to heaven. So, Father God, we thank you for that, our Father. Father God, we thank you for our facilitator that's not here, our Father, but yet, our Father, we thank you for the stand-in facilitator that you have planted here for anyone, our Father, that you have planted here to teach your word to us, our Father. We ask you to open up our ears that we may be receptive to what will be said, our Father, embedded in our hearts and to our minds, our Father. Father God, we thank you for this church, our church pastor, our Father, and
thank you,
his
Lord.
Family. Continue to strengthen and guide his heart, our Father, that he may teach your word in season, out of season. Yet we thank you, our Father, for the leader of this great country, our Father. Father God, we pray for the president, the Senate, our Father. Guide their hearts, their minds, our Father, so that they will seek you first, our Father. And as your word dictates, everything will be added unto them, our Father. Father God, we thank you. We just bless your most holy and righteous name this day, our Father, and in subsequent days to come. So in everything that we do, we give you praise and honor in the masterful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we want to welcome all to the podcast of Tuesday Noonday Bible Study, and all those who are present, welcome. And we are still in the book of Daniel, chapter 12. And we stopped our last session. We stopped at fifth chapter, I believe.
Verse,
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. And so where we are at this point, we're just about, we're ending the book of Daniel, and we're moving into the book of Revelation. And I want to preface it, people, often theologians refer to the Revelation as the book of John. I differ. It is the book of Jesus. It is the revelation of Jesus. So we are moving into that, and hopefully we will have a better understanding as we begin to search the scriptures and for understanding in Revelation. So here we are in 12. We read last week verses 1 to 4, yes. And what we saw here was that Daniel was given another vision, and but was told to not to, to seal it up, not to speak. And we know that Daniel, the book of Daniel, Daniel had visions for the time in his lifetime and during his lifetime, but he also had visions of the future that he was not able to understand. And so forth, but and that's those were the sealed up ones. So we're at 5 now, and I'd like if someone would be so kind as to read verses 5, 6, and 7, and let's look at these.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thoughts, anyone?
What is, explain time,
and a half.
I knew somebody was going to ask that. I have that in my notes. It is, I don't want to, I want to make sure I give it to you, so.
Time was 1 year, time was 2 years, so time is 3 years, and then half of the time was half of a year.
So, and actually it was 3.5 years.
3.5.
Yeah, but I wanted to explain it like that, but I had some other, but it's 3.5 years. And it, remember that the years in our life is not the same mm-hmm. as the years with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a day is but 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but a day. So how long have we, you know, so it's 3.5 years, but it.
Well, why couldn't it be 3.5?
Because
it,
I'm sorry.
I'm just talking. I'm sorry. It could be more time, is what I'm trying to say.
No, it's going to be exactly that. There's two things about Daniel and Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Time is specific,
mm-hmm.
and the symbols are literal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that you have you can work with that, and we're going to show you that when we get into Revelation.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to hear what anyone's understanding is when he said, I looked and there stood two others. Who were these two others? Does anybody have any thoughts of these? Who were the two others?
That was interesting, based on my digging and finding that the two others was really lesser angels. As we will eventually find out, that was actually three, and the third one was really Gabriel. But the two we're talking about now was lesser angels, is what I found.
And that's correct.
One was on one side of the river, and one was on the other side there.
The angels are, we have angels that are messengers and angels that are ministering angels. Mm-hmm. Ministering angels are servants, okay? So we see here, what type of angels these were. They were servants. They were serving God in this capacity. They weren't bringing a message. Okay? And he said, and who was this one said to the man clothed in linen? What's anyone have any if you turn to Proverbs 3:35 somebody and Daniel 11:33 and let's see what these scriptures have referencing this linen. My pages are sticking.
Say 11:33?
No, Proverbs.
I mean Daniel
11:33. Yes, Daniel 11:33. But let's go with Proverbs, please. Let's start with that, if I can find it myself. Oh, come on.
What was that proverb address?
Yeah.
Hmm. What was it in Proverbs again?
Well, let's get to Proverbs
3:35.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted somebody to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, 3:35
mm-hmm.
says, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be for the promotion of food."
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, just keep that pen right there, because it'll flow. Let's look at Daniel 11:33.
"And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame, by captivity and by spoil many days."
Mm-hmm. Okay. What these two scriptures are telling you are about the things that are coming. All right. remember when we looked up here, but Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book until the time of the end, and many shall run to and forth, so forth. Those are the things that are coming. You're gonna have people who are gonna be fools with knowledge. They're gonna have so much knowledge that they're gonna be foolish. And then you're gonna have, and then in Daniel 33, which 33 was at 38, 33. But the people who understand shall instruct many, yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. What did the Lord say further in Daniel? He talked about the restoration of Israel and their being able to receive the spoils, the plunder and so forth, that he was going to restore them, and they would restore their riches and everything would be restored to them. Anybody following me? No?
Was that in 11?
No, I think it's either 10 or 11 where he talked, let's see, the vicious.
Verse 24 of 11.
He shall enter peacefully even to the richest places of the providence, and he shall do what his father. What we're trying to get to is that the Lord is telling us that there are things that they're going to happen, such as Israel is going to be restored. We know that, and they're going to the riches or the things that brought their wealth is going to be restored to them. But in the interim, there are still going to be some Israelites that are going to be foolish and not receive the word. And there's also, when you look at, again, I go back to 11:33, and it says, and those people who understand shall instruct many. There will be many that, and this, we're moving into Revelation when you see many will instruct, because we're moving into the time of the, some people say pre-tribulation, where there will be the instruction of the word. Even in the hard times, there will still be instruction in the words, and there will be people who will turn from it. They will still turn from it. They won't accept it. If you go down, let's go a little further. And I heard the man in the linen who was above the waters of the river, and when he held his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time and times and a half, when the power of the holy temple has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. The holy temple is representing, anybody have any idea what that's representing?
The holy people.
The holy people.
Yes, yes.
The power of the holy people.
Yes. This right here is going to, I can't say, and I'm not going to say that I can. I can't put it in point this and that, because it is part of the prophecy of the end times that was sealed up, but we're giving a glimpse of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So if anybody else has any clear understanding as to, this is how that, I would, you know, you please feel free to comment. But I see this as prophecy of the end times, the many things that will be happening, and what will happen.
This is prophecy of the end times,
yes.
Only because when you look at verse number 8, see, Daniel did not completely understand what was going on at that time. So up to that point, everything had already happened.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go back and look at Antiochus, the Great, Antiochus and Epiphanes, Alexander the Great, and who else?
And
all that has already happened.
Happened, yeah.
So Daniel can relate to that. So when the question is asked by the angel, when and how will the end time, and Daniel person to me, it was amazing. When you look at what one of the angels asked, when or how will this end time happen? And Daniel, of course, was in number, verse number 8. He said, mm-hmm. What shall be the end? Not when, as the angel said. Daniel said, what will be the signs of the end? And that was amazing to me. When the angel had already asked when and how.
How long shall it be?
Who said mm-hmm. that? I mean, that's what the angel said. How long
will
this be? You know. And then he's talking about the end times. And Daniel said, what shall the sign will be? And the angel said, shut up, boy. It's not for you to know. It's not for you to know. Say, you're going to get your reward. And that was amazing to me.
Also, when it, you know, it made me think, well, now here, I know these aren't angels that bring messages, but the angel is asking Daniel, right. You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so what's going on here? I think it was a play on, would Daniel just try and, because he had gotten some revelation, try and give an answer from his own interpretation, or would he just say, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know. That, you know, that could be, I'd just like to put a point right there. How many have, I don't know, let me use myself, where I've been under an instruction of teachers or preachers, and questions have been asked pertaining to the word for, you know, their understanding, not interpretation. And oftentimes, I would hear someone try to manufacture an answer, mm-hmm. or kind of manipulate an answer to give to us so that at least we can say, well, he knew, mm-hmm. rather than say, I really don't know. I need to search
right.
the scripture or
mm-hmm.
go back.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that today, you hear a lot of saints saying that, oh, we're in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time is drawing near. Well, how do you know? I mean, there are some things that Jesus said to us that we would see with the climatic natural disasters and so forth. But we haven't yet. There are so many things that have to happen, and you're going to see it in Revelation, that have to happen before he comes. And this is where I don't want to jump too far into Revelation, but you, like Minister Alfred said, you're going to have some pre, mid, or, you know, however you, you know, you understand it. But like Sister Claudette said, as long as I go up, it's okay with me, you know. So, I guess I'm kind of saying that we have to be careful of our own what we think, you know, our own cardinal interpretation versus what the Word of God says. And it's okay to say, I don't know. I really don't know, and I'm not sure at this time to give an answer, especially if someone is really honestly asking a question that pertains to the Word, and you don't really understand it. Don't manufacture anything up based on, well, yeah, we see that we got the global warning, and we got, you know, we got this and that, so surely it may, you know, I know that these are some of the things that would happen, but no one knows the time or the hour, you know. And so, and today, I think we're really, I don't know if someone can give their thoughts on it, so many things are happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're happening quickly.
Yeah.
They're happening quickly. So then we get some people say, see, suddenly,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, we still got to put a rein on it, you know. And now I'm beginning, I'm beginning to understand a little better about watching and praying. You know, watching the events and praying for discernment from the Holy Spirit. Because the intellect, your intellect, trying to intellectualize the Word of God can mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
It can really mess you up. You know, and that is why when we heard the minister from South Africa say that it is so imperative that we are in sync and parallel with the Holy Spirit, operating in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because this time, these times right now, can mess you up with people who you believe to be men and women of God who are saying all kinds of stuff. And even us with our limited, that ain't sounding too right, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you know, like Daniel, like remember what Brother Bobby said, the angel said, just shut up, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, you know, when you don't know, you know, go into prayer. And I'll tell you one thing, the Father will give you revelation if you want it. If you want it. So, moving right along, I didn't mean to digress from that so much. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
My understanding of when he said that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time, it does mean 3.5 years. But my understanding was that's the time of the Great Tribulation, and that Jesus will come in the midst of the Great Tribulation to rescue the church, because the church is looking as though they're going to be destroyed. Now that's why I just,
when you look at it in that context, it flows absolutely correct. But we hadn't gotten to that far.
No,
but it was good
that was in verse 7, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay. But when you look at it, the way you brought it in that context for people who were saying, okay, so 3.5 years, and what's that mean? But when you bring it in to verse 7 in that context, yes, it does. It's that the 3.5 years when Jesus comes. It's just so much here to really digest. And really kind of put a end of the sentence, a period. I keep semicolon and comma, you know, because I never get to the, I haven't gotten to the end yet. So it's good that like Elder Beatty just said, you know, how you have to bring things into context to feel really understand. That's why the revelation versus interpretation is like night and day. Revelation is from God. It's from the Holy Spirit. Interpretation is your cardinal, you know, your cardinal mind, your human mind, and what level of white cells you still got functioning up there that are giving you, you know. So it's for us who are really trying to get understanding. When you don't understand, as I told someone else, pray and ask the Lord to give you revelation about it, because if you start trying to if it and well, that doesn't make sense, and then you start reading some of this other stuff that people publish on Revelation and Daniel, you really can get confused. So you got to watch what you read when you're reading also, in terms of references and support materials, because there's a lot of contradictory materials that and if you think I'm not, just take a Jehovah's Witness account of Daniel and Revelation and read it from you, and you'll see that just clearly.
Wow.
You know. So
if I make a comment on what my young elder said, he's right in what he mentioned there about the Great Tribulation. Sometimes I can get so, you know I like numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You got 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, as I would say, and then there's 3.5 years where the wise, the teachers, going to be teaching the people that have heard and have not a very good understanding of the Word of God. They will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, as you pointed out, that there's a whole lot in Daniel and Revelation that we don't know the answer to. We can only imagine and certain things like that. But all this killing and the Antichrist, Antiochus Epiphanes, that went on for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I related that to the 3.5 years, or the latter part of the Great Tribulation, or the 3.5 years of Christ serving mankind on earth when he served mankind. So either way, it was 3.5 years that one of them can be related to Christ serving on this earth. It can't be related.
And Christ serving on this earth? When he, when
Christ ministry, when he ministered.
Oh, while he was before his resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he did it for 3.5 years?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, see, that's true.
His public ministry.
Because that was 3.5. Wow.
See, this is why I'm saying you got to really dig, because you can get, you can equate 3.5 years with everything, with a lot of things. Let me, not everything. Okay, just like 12. We got 12 apostles, 12 disciples, 12 this, you know. Yeah. And, but 40. It, yeah. And so.
Being complete.
Yeah. And those numbers are significant. They are, but they have to be significant in the context that they're being used or described, you know. So, but I myself kind of lean with Elder Beatty on the three, because this is the future, it's end times, the end times. Yeah, it is. And that's why, you know, it's not something that even though we may do one or two verses at a time, it's important because you got to get the understanding, you know, because if you don't, you're just like left up there with, okay, I got this, but this is hanging, and how do I connect that with this over here? And then you got this big bridge there that keeps you wondering, well, now what's going on now? So we have to be really careful that we try and get the best understanding rather than, you know, well, let's just throw this over here and let's see if that works, you know, and so forth.
Another point that you brought out here, when I look at verse number one there, which we went over last section we had here, the latter part of verse number one, it states, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Everyone shall be found. Everyone shall be found written in the book. When you dig into it, there are going to be two resurrections.
It's definitely two resurrections.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, that people shall be delivered. So it's going to be two.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that.
Yes.
Go ahead and explain.
Yeah.
Because here he's talking that. The angel is talking, this is Michael talking to Daniel. He said that everyone shall be found, shall be found written in the book. That's a revelation, that's a resurrection there of Daniel's people, the Jewish people.
Okay.
That's what that relates to.
Is there a specific
then you're going to have, say, the second half of those people, you know, I think that. We had a sidebar conversation. She told me not to bother her no more. And she gave me this thing about the 24 elders, the 144,000 that will be ministering to people, which is very, very important. You're going to have people that have not heard the word of God. And as the Pew report states, when I asked you that question about 2 or 3 months ago, at that time there was over 2 billion plus people in the world who have not heard the word of God enough to say pro or con that they will follow the concept of the gospel and Jesus Christ. And that 144,000, their charge will be to minister to these people. And some will accept, some will not.
Mm-hmm.
Some will accept, some will not accept.
And back to, it says, and everyone who is found written in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two books. There's the book of every person that's born. God records their name. And then there's the book of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there are two books. That's why the scripture says, and he blotted their name out of the book. Well, if he blotted their name, they had to be in something, right?
Right.
So they're the ones who reject the grace of God through
Jesus Christ.
Salvation. Mm-hmm. So there's two books, two resurrection, two books.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're at now 8, although I did not understand, then I said, my Lord, what shall the end of the time of these things be? And he said, go your way, Daniel. This is Brother Bobby. For the words are closed up and sealed until the end of time. And Brother Bobby's commentary, a description of that is
shut your mouth.
Wait and see. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. But the wise shall understand. We have wise people here today that understand. And I truly hope those that are listening have begun to understand. There's only one way to heaven. An eternal life, and that's through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There's only one way. And the 144 that we're speaking, I don't want to keep jumping into Revelation, they are Jews who received Jesus as the Messiah. They will be the evangelists going out to the Jew and even to the Gentile who's still out here. Yes, the Messianic Jews. So that's why, you know, even when after the caught up of the saints, there's still time. God is so gracious. Even in the midst, and they're going to be going through all kinds of stuff here when we're gone. And he's still providing. But, you know, the Antichrist is like moving like, oh, I mean, it's like, wow. And so people are, you know, when they're desperate, they turn to anyone who can bring comfort and relief to them right away. And so that's where it is. We're like that today, even though we don't have all the... We have people who if there is a God, then he must truly bless me and all these kind of things. They want the blessings of God, but they don't want to submit themselves to the holiness.
That's right.
Of the Lord. So, you know, and so when you know, blessings are byproducts of your faith. Blessings are that. Miracles are for the unbelievers, not for us, because we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
The miracles are for them. Just like the 12 little boys that were captured, you know, the in Taiwan is predominantly Islam.
Oh, are
okay?
They?
Oh, so are they? So and there's a small fraction of Catholicism there. So the Navy SEALs and all the government officials say, well, we don't know if it was scientific or if it was a miracle. We don't know. I'm saying you don't know didn't see that the super came down to the natural and performed a miracle.
Many people were praying for those.
Yes.
You know. The thing I did when I saw it, I said, I just prayed to thank God for that.
Oh, yes, to God be the glory.
They were talking about months.
Right.
Months before they get them out of there.
You know, again, we must look at miracles. The miracles are, man cannot perform a miracle. Miracles are things that happen that man can't do.
Yeah, God can work through.
He can work through. I mean, I'm not saying how he gets the miracle done. I'm just saying the miracles are supernatural.
Supernatural.
They're from the supernatural. Mm-hmm. And we can't provide a miracle. We can be used to bring a miracle to fruition. Mm-hmm. You know, but we don't, you know, I encouraged my family a long time to stop praying for miracles. Pray for the breakthrough that's already there. Pray for the manifestation of it to come. Mm. You know? Oh, I didn't mean to get off on
that. That's good.
Oh, that's all right.
But
good.
Also, Portia, I look at God gave them the wisdom to come up with a plan that works.
Absolutely.
That worked.
Absolutely. Yeah. We wouldn't know from Jack what to do if we didn't have the wisdom of God and his graciousness of giving, just like, you know, we in the body of Christ, many members, many gifts, many so forth. In the unbelievers, God still blesses them with knowledge, because he will use the unsaved to bless the sinner.
Yes.
Or to use, you know, so he's sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to and however he wants to. And once we reconcile that, then we can kind of ride the bicycle a little faster, you know. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing about what really shocked me yesterday is that you got to look at these kind, pray for these people in Taiwan that they will come to the knowledge of the true and living God.
Yeah.
You know, that they will come to know him. Then there won't be, well, we think it was science, or, you know, they use miracle as some kind of, well, as something that we don't know about. But yeah, it looks more scientific than, you know. But it was a miracle. That's it was God showing himself.
Yeah,
hearing the prayers of all. I mean, there were all white people, brown people, every kind of, that believed in the true and living God. As the miracle worker prayed and God showed himself, he showed himself. And like you said, he gave them the wisdom and the knowledge of how to, because they don't know from down. I don't care how smart you think, you ain't getting jack until the Lord give you something, okay?
Right.
You think you do, but you really, I'll tell you what, once you get saved and you submit yourself to the Lord and begin to mature and submit yourself, you'll realize how dumb you really are.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I mean, you really have to throw it down and say, you know what, Lord, I just thank you. Because I sure enough didn't know, you know?
That's right.
And so like Daniel, you know, he said, okay, I don't know. But let's, so we're now at 11, and it says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of the desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Now take that, New Testament saints, okay? When you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, this scripture right here, these words pertain to you. You shall rest. You shall rest because of your righteousness in Christ Jesus. You were sealed until the day of redemption.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. And you will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. That's enough to make you want to do backflips.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So, and after, you know, this kind of reminds me of the, in the Psalms, when David, right, whenever he wrote a psalm, especially when he was in a bad time, he would just be weeping and crying about the stuff and what's going on. And then in the first five verses, then the sixth, seven, eight, four, then he started talking about, and then I remember when I called on you, and then the last one, and I gave praise because you heard me. You know, it's this whole thing. This book of Daniel was kind of put you on like, wow, what's going on? You know, the Israelites getting, you know, this and this is happening and this is happening. But then the Lord said, yes, it will. But here, this will happen in the end times. You shall rest your inheritance. I mean, these are all that. And you take these same words will be spoken in context in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation. So no matter what we go through, and we see some things now where depravity is the norm of this society.
Mm-hmm.
It's the norm. And so many things and so much pain and injustice and suffering, God said, rest. Rest in my word. Rest in me.
Amen.
And I think if we could just, you know, when we get that, then those that who are in pain, who do not know the Lord, when we get it, it's like it will just flow over. It'll just come out of your mouth, your spirit, and they'll sense it. They'll sense it. But we got to get saturated. We got to get grounded and saturated and marinated in that what the Lord says he will do, he will do. In spite of.
That's right.
In spite of. His word is yea and amen. Amen. And no matter what it looks like, you know, you know, I've seen people go in the hospital rooms and people were literally transitioning and they were still thanking God. Mm-hmm. Thanking God. Thanking God because this, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. We know where they'll mm-hmm. be.
That's right.
So, you know, don't give up on the loved ones, the family ones, the neighbors that, whew, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, just know that he will. If you prayed, he heard you. It is his desire that all should come to repentance and come to the knowledge. It's his desire. So he's working. We can't see it. He's working in all of us right now. Yeah. He's doing the work. And there are things that he is preparing us for right now that we have no idea. No idea that, oh, well, I've kind of moved past. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Because God is eternal. He's not confined to time. Mm-hmm. He's eternal. We're confined to time. But he told us, he said, I'll restore your youth. I'll make your feet like hind. You know, can you imagine? Yeah, yeah. And I think about it, and I close with, we looked at the years that Reverend Billy Graham suffered with Parkinson's disease and so mm-hmm. forth, but he never stopped speaking and encouraging and praying for others. Yeah. Even when he was confined to his kind of house and so forth, he was a prayer warrior. He still prayed for all those countries he visited, that they would remain faithful in the faith and that they would teach their children the things of God. So we're all here for a purpose and a plan. It's sealed up, but we're asking God to give us revelation so that we can get understanding so that we can speak truth and grace to others to give them hope in this time now. This is a hard time. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, O God, for your people who are here. Father, I pray, O God, that you will just continually give them revelation, O God. I pray, Lord God, that their bellies are filled with the water of life, O God, flowing through them, O God. Refresh them, strengthen them, O God. I pray for those, O God, who are on the listening to the podcast, Lord. I pray, Lord, for revelation, Lord God, and understanding. I pray that you will bless them, Lord, in every need that they have. For you said in your word, you will perfect everything that concerns us. So we thank you, Father, and we bless you, O God. Now we thank you, Father, for the opportunity, Lord, that we can come together and study and pray and just fellowship, Lord God, in love. Use us, Father. We surrender ourselves. Use us to your good purpose and your pleasure. We thank you for being who you are, God and God alone. The great I am. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.